Hi, I am Arati Chapagai.
I'm Kailash Mishra.
I am Aslisa Sarma Prasai.
And I'm Chandana Adhikari. This is the first season of the Bhutan Memory Podcast, where we feature stories from our Bhutanese Nepali community in Columbus, Ohio. With about 30,000 Bhutanese Nepalis in central Ohio, it is home to the largest Bhutanese community outside of Bhutan. Here is a brief history of our community. During the 1980s and early 1990s, the Bhutanese monarchy sought to create an ethnically and linguistically homogeneous state and took steps to disenfranchise the Bhutanese Nepali ethnic minority. The refugees were expelled to Nepal in the early 1990s. The evictions split up families. Some were driven out of country, while other relatives were allowed to stay behind. Between 1992 and 2007, those who fled lived in refugee camps in Nepal. Bhutan never allowed any refugees to return, and Nepal did not grant the refugees Nepali citizenship either. Eventually, with support from the United Nations, around 100,000 refugees were resettled in the U.S. and several other countries between 2007 and 2016.
Hello, I am Kailash Mishra, host for today's podcast. Today, I'll be sharing a story of five Bister brothers. This story is one of struggle. This story is one of identity. But this is a story with a deep connection with the intrinsic value of soil. This is a story of five Bister brothers. The Bister family is a Columbus-based farmer. Their farm lies almost 1 hour away from Columbus. Wide-ranging farms, herd of animals, cultivation of Nepali vegetables. The atmosphere creates a scene reminiscent of Nepal or Bhutan. Their farm comprises two plots, one spanning 27 acres and another one spanning 12 acres. This is a fruition of struggle and success.
My oldest brother Bim Bister, Mukti Bister, Dal Bister, I am Yam Bister, and my younger brother Kel Bister.
All of them work on this farm. Their farm is aptly named Bister Farm. They also have a small grocery store in Columbus named Image Grocery. There, they sell many things cultivated in this very farm. This farm is run by three generations. The mother frequently comes to contribute, obviously the five brothers and their respective family, wife and children. The Bister family has been in the United States for 11 years now.
We landed in the airport and the heat, oh my God, squarely hit me in my face. I have to tell you, I have never experienced that kind of temperature before in my life. I arrived in the month of February. It was scorching hot even in that month. Let's not even talk about the other months. I have experienced 118 degrees Fahrenheit.
Amidst the blazing heat of Arizona, Yem's journey of struggle continued.
After a month and a half in the United States, I started working. Picture this, I had to walk an hour and a half to catch the train for work. And after a day's work, I would ride the train for 45 minutes back, only to embark on another hour and a half walk to return to my apartment.
Initially, he worked as an airport custodian. Later, he secured a position assisting passengers in wheelchair at Southwest Airlines. But deep down, he was looking for home. Stories of welcome in Columbus reached his ear from his friends. Despite freezy, snowy weather, the weather of Columbus was much more familiar for Yam. As he settled into Columbus, the feeling of permanence started to take root. Yam never felt like the Bhutanese refugee camp or Nepal was his home. The aura of transition always loomed over him. His feeling of being citizenless in Nepal was always prominent for Yam. He felt like he left his sanctuary a long time ago. His dear home, his village, and his country was already left. In Bhutan, the Bister family was a simple farming family. Yam's dad worked on the farm and his mother took care of the house. Alongside his brother, Yam took responsibility for herding their animals.
As for my older brothers, they would plow the field using ox, preparing the field for wet rice cultivation. Meanwhile, the younger members of our family, including me, were tasked with guiding our animals to the forest for grazing.
Fertile land and a serene environment set stage for Yam's childhood, a chapter filled with memories worth cherishing.
Our happiness knew no boundaries, our land, our farm, our very own animals. It was a world entirely ours. We had private property, low land tax. It was a little world surrounded by my family, which brought me immense joy.
Well, Yam's education in Bhutan school was limited. He vividly recalls a peculiar measuring practice that stood out in his memory.
Before we could even step foot in school, there was a strange measuring test. We had to touch our left ear with our right hand. Successfully completing this feat meant passing the test and earning admission to school. Failure meant no admission. Looking back, I find this practice intriguing and reflective of the environment back then.
At a tender age of 9, he bid farewell to his land, his farm, and the cultural norms and practices of his motherland.
Forceful removal from Bhutan inflicted deep emotional pain and suffering upon us. Our journey was marked by only uncertainty. We had no idea where we were headed or where we would find refuge. The future had no guarantee for me and my family. We didn't even know where we would spend the night. While others woke up with destination in mind, we ventured into the unknown with no clear avenue ahead.
Border of India crossed, the path of Maida Nepal taken. They eventually found themselves settling in Berlangiwan. It was here in Berlangiwan, Yam began his educational journey within the limited space of refugee camp. His thirst for further education carried him to Badarpur for higher education. Beyond academics, Yam also pursued his passion for karate, emerging as a dedicated martial artist. His involvement extended across various sectors within the refugee camp. Yam reflects on this period as a profound learning experience, a journey that taught him about struggle, the exploration of identity, and an appreciation for intrinsic value of the soil beneath our feet.
If I'm not a citizen of the country and I have no identification in the country, the soil there is only my temporary home. The livelihood and the world, the norms, even if it's filled with great luxury, it is only for a moment. Sure, I was happy. Even in the midst of those scarcities, I find happiness. I was content of what I had, but I was in Nepal as a temporary resident.
It has been 11 years since they moved to America. The Vista family are farmers now. Yam Vista says his vast land in Danville, Ohio almost looks like Samitar Bhutan. They raise cow, goats, roosters, rabbit, peacock, and many different kinds of vegetables. The Bister brother miss moments they spent in Bhutan. The memories of Bhutan strikes them here and there. All the farming knowledge they use now was learned in Bhutan. They use oxen to plow their land here to reminisce the memory of Bhutan. Yam sees many similarities between his life in Bhutan and his life in the United States.
We used to milk cows by hand in Bhutan, and we follow a similar practice here. Even though it is not a practice to milk cows by hand here, we do it. We use our traditional knowledge to do farming, so I see so many similarities.
The Bista family has a deep connection with the intrinsic value of soil.
I was a citizen in Bhutan. It was my own country. Here in the United States, I have my country. I'm not a temporary resident in the United States. I'm a country citizen. Bhutan was not my temporary home. It was my home. I was born in Bhutan. It was my country. The United States has become my country now. I am legally able to do anything. I have rights and freedom in this country. I can fight for my rights in this country now. As much of a citizen I was in my country, Bhutan, I am here in the United States.
After becoming a citizen of the United States, Yam developed a deep connection with soil of this country. His house in Samitar was in the middle of woods. His farm in Danville, Ohio, it's almost like that. Being a farmer is Bista family's identity.
My dad was a farmer, I'm a farmer, and I hope my children are able to pick up our generational legacy of being farmers.
After they knew United States would be their permanent country, they started looking for lands to cultivate vegetables and grow food.
After having assurance that what I do in this country will be mine, I looked for land. I lived in Nepal for 20 years. Even if I bought land there, it would not be mine. No one can do anything to my property in here in the United States. The wealth I accumulated in this country will be mine or my family.
After looking for land, they found a big farm in Danville, Ohio, 1 hour away from Columbus. The story is similar to many American stories of struggle and success. Many new Americans come to this country looking for opportunity and they find a different pathway. The story of Bista family may be unlike others, but it represents many success and struggle story in America. I would like to thank the entire Bista family for this opportunity. Thank you to Kisor Bista, Bim Bista, Mukti Bista, Dal Bista, Yam Bista, and Cable Bista. They gave me full access to their time and story.
This episode was produced by Kailash Mishra in conjunction with Sudarshan Pekural and Peter Gill. Our incredible music is by Karma Bomjan.
Special thanks to Ohio Humanities, as well as Arc Builders and the Bhutanese community of Central Ohio for making this podcast possible.
Join us next time for more stories from our Bhutanese Nepali community. For more episodes and other resources, please visit our website. This podcast has been made possible, in part, by Ohio Humanities, a nonprofit organization that shares stories to spark conversations and inspire ideas.